what do you call small predators such as rats and mice and any small animals that raid chicken houses and stuff like that? What do you call those kind of animals? One name that might take care of all of them.
A rodent? That's your rats.
Mm-hmm. That's your
rats. I wonder whether they come under that name or not. I guess it would.
What about if you included lice and bed bugs and stuff like that? Have you ever used the term varmints?
Yeah, varmints. I've heard of that. But that more or less referring to things that eat decaying, rotten foods and things.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've always heard a varmint to be.
Yeah. That would include things like what?
Possum, one thing. The fowls would be your buzzards.
Mm-hmm.
We always call those varmints.
Oh. That's why they wanted me to ask the question. What do you call the little bushy-tailed animals that run up and down trees around?
Oh, those gray squirrels?
Yeah. What other colors might squirrels be, and could you compare them in size if you know some other colors?
Oh, the fox squirrels.
What are they like now?
There's a rule. They are, and they have the red squirrel, red fox squirrel, and they have the different color fox squirrels. I didn't know it until my nephew and my brother-in-law went down to South Georgia, and they brought back a black and white squirrel, really? Fox squirrel. Sure did. First one I'd ever seen.
What's the difference in size between, say, a fox squirrel and
a fox squirrel is about twice as big as a gray squirrel,
mm-hmm.
as a rule. And I think they're now, I'm not sure, but I think they're trying to protect them. They're becoming extinct in some areas.
Have you ever heard a squirrel called a boomer, by any chance?
No.
That must be a mountain term.
Must be.
And what's that little animal? I've seen a couple of them out back of my house. They look sort of like a squirrel sitting running along the ground.
Oh, that's a little ground squirrel. Chipmunks.
That's a synonymous term with you, ground squirrel and chipmunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of fish do you get around here if you go fishing, freshwater fish?
Oh, you catch a bass, a brim, crappie, freshwater catfish. That's just a few of them. Oh, there's a world of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have redbreasts around this section?
Well, the redbreast is your brim family.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you aren't supposed to eat if the name of the month doesn't have an R in it?
You got me.
Okay. What do pearls grow in?
Oysters. Well, now that is, but I'm not much of an oyster eater, and I know very little bit about it. I don't particularly care for them.
What croaks in the marshes at night?
Oh, frogs.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been frog gigging?
Once, I think. Didn't get anything.
Yeah, it's fun. Have you ever eaten any frog legs?
Yeah.
They're good.
I think they are, too. Tastes mm-hmm. like chicken to me.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of frog makes a deep sound?
It's a bullfrog.
Juggle. Okay, what about the little frogs that you see in the... you see them out
there? Toad frogs.
Well, I'm...
You're thinking about the little tree frogs.
Mm-hmm. Little ones you hear in the
tree frogs, the ones you hear around in the brush and so on.
Mm-hmm.
A toad frog, I don't think, makes the sound.
Where do you usually find toad frogs?
Out in yards, in holes mm-hmm. and things like that, and they come out, they catch insects.
Have you ever heard any of the wart stories about frogs?
Yes, I have. If you let them get the wart on you,
uh-huh.
it'll make the warts on your hand, but I think that's all. I don't think anything to it, but I've heard it.
What?
Don't play with the frogs, son. I've heard my
mother.
Get washed, don't you?